comedian Dan Shea hanging out. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Top local stories would be this: Middletown bus drivers preparing to strike. I don't know what they're looking for, but it's not enough. I can tell you. That has to be the worst job. Is that the worst job?
You're completely
it's
alone.
Up there.
Yeah, there's no help.
No one's protecting you.
No.
I don't think anybody cares about you either.
Until you're not there.
You're not backed up. Like, I don't know, like teachers unions and stuff. Like, I don't know if school bus drivers, people don't care about them.
The kids are nuts. Most of them.
Yeah.
The parents, just as bad.
Worse.
Most of them. The ones that you hear from, you know, the great ones you never hear from.
Yeah.
You know, the ones the customers you hear from are the worst.
True. Definitely. Always.
Then let's add in now you're driving a giant bus through traffic, getting cut off. You know, it's not enough.
Surrounded by 8-year-olds at 6 a.m. It's a brutal job.
I mean, how many times do bus drivers just think or visualize the bus just driving off a cliff? Like, yeah, this is how I could get my quiet.
Yeah, you got a point. If you're going to wake up early, it's like, I could just be making someone a sandwich right now. That'd be way better.
Yeah.
That'd be way better.
I mean, I think there's a reason the craziest person on South Park is the bus driver.
Are there any bus drivers listening? They're all out now, right?
I think so.
What does a bus driver make? It's hourly, and they don't even pay you between the morning pickup and the afternoon drop-off.
You don't get paid
for that.
They've been pretty desperate lately, so I think they've had to up the rates because people weren't applying.
They can't find them.
Yeah.
They can't find people willing to drive.
I'm not spending freaking hours around 6-year-olds.
No, I think it's the same thing.
That's like a pretty, like, you got to pay me well. Like, that's
but in traffic, like, you're not even in a classroom with them. You're like, all right, let's deal with all the people driving around you.
Yeah, and there's nothing you could do if they're crazy.
Even like, then, the 6-year-olds have to be the easier part. Like, driving the middle school kids has got to, that's a nightmare.
Mm. Yeah, 14-year-olds.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, my name's Adam from Seymour. I'm a school bus driver calling in.
Oh, well, thank you for what you do. It's important work.
You sound calm and normal.
There you go. Oh, I haven't started my shift yet. But, it can change from day to day, to be honest. But honestly, I really do enjoy my job. Most of the kids I have are very respectful, very, how should I say? I guess that's the best way to put it. They're very respectful and they're very there. Most of my kids listen. It's just like some of my coworkers, they go through hell in some of their bus routes.
Oh, really?
They drive for particular areas that...
Areas. Okay.
Well,
that makes
I enjoy my job. I don't want to get myself in trouble. So
No, that makes sense. It's like classroom. Like, you might get stuck with it, just a crazy class 1 year.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Some of my coworkers, think about it. You have a 77 seating capacity on most of these normal sized buses, which weigh anywhere from 25 to 36,000 pounds. You know, you fill that up with 77 students, you got a couple extra thousand pounds, and, you know, people out there are crazy in the way they drive. They have no respect for the stop sign. They have no respect that, you know, you got precious cargo. But some of my coworkers are dealing with 50 to 60 kindergartners at one time.
Oh, wow.
That's my hell.
That's a lot on the bus.
That's a nightmare for one day.
Yeah.
Then you get home and you're like, yay. And then you wake up and you're like, again.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Not even wake up. Later this afternoon.
Yeah, right. You don't even get a day.
Afternoon. And not for nothing. It really does require somebody to learn a lot of patience and self-control.
Yeah.
It's how a lot of these kids are extremely disrespectful these days. I got lucky with my...
How about the parents?
Me, myself, I can speak mostly for the fact that most of the parents, if I have an issue with the student, I just like, hey, your child's been standing up and walking around on the bus, you know, whatever, and they handle it right then and there.
Great. Okay, so you've been having a good experience with that. You've been lucky with good kids. How much do you get paid?
I get paid less than I should. I make under $20.
Under what?
under 23.
Per hour?
Specific, so yes. 22.
Mm. I get under 23. We actually got it.
That's incredible. So you get paid for how many hours in the morning and how many hours in the afternoon?
It depends on how far your route is and how long it takes. Some people get 2.5. Some people get 3, 3.5. It changes per route that you cover. The average bus driver will get somewhere between 25, 26 to 30 hours a week. And it's like you got to fight for extra hours. You got to find odd and end jobs that need to be done around the lot, you know, to make that 40 hours. So you got people wearing 4 or 5 different hats in a day just to make ends meet.
And then medical benefits?
No, we actually had to get a union to fight for it.
Oof. Well, there you go.
All right, so you got a union to fight for it. Does that mean you have benefits or you don't have benefits?
We do now. We just got to wait for the contract to go into effect. We actually just voted on it on Monday. So we got the union. We argued back and forth with the parent company for about 6 or 7 months. So finally they agreed on something, and then we voted on it, and it passed on Monday.
Are you a bus driver for Middletown?
No, I am not. I am a driver from more in the lower part of the valley.
Okay. How long have you been driving?
I personally drive for Region 16, which is like Beacon Falls and Prospect.
That's a great region.
And I love driving for them. They're great people. I get a lot of support from the teachers, and I get a lot of support from the parents. Other areas, not so much. You were asking a question about how the parents were a little bit earlier. Some of my coworkers get cussed out and threatened on a regular basis by the parents because they're on that, oh, my baby wouldn't do that kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
And it's a work in progress. Some of the school districts are starting to step up. They're starting to enforce the bus ban on students who are consistently misbehaving. So that's hopeful and encouraging.
Yeah. You know what's always gotten me about bus drivers? What they get paid, let's say you, $23 an hour, okay? you barely make 30 hours a week if you're lucky. And then let's talk about a UPS driver. Full freight, great salary, health care benefits. Now, let's talk about what's on the school bus and what's on the UPS truck. The UPS truck could roll down a hill and blow up, and we'd be like, I'll order it again. You know? Shipping a bus, precious cargo. What do we pay the person that moves the precious cargo, and what are we? No offense to UPS, I'm saying you're worth that. I'm saying the bus drivers are worth more. That's all.
They have a living cargo.
Living cargo. Lives. That's crazy. 70 lives. 23 an hour sounds right.
If they got your TV, it's 40.
Oh my gosh. All right, Adam. Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling in.
No worries. I hope you guys have a great day. I listen to you guys every morning, and more often than not, because I have a second job that I do in between shifts, I listen to your show constantly, and it's always has great laughs that I need. I appreciate
what you
guys
do,
and I particularly love it when I hear you guys do stuff for the veterans, because I'm a veteran myself.
Oh, man, thank you for your service. Which branch?
And so I actually got to go clock in and start getting my bus pre-trip to make sure it's safe to drive, so I hope you guys have a great day.
All right, thank you. You too.
When I'm on the road.
All right, Adam.
Call us back at the end of your shift. We'll hear the difference in your voice.
Yeah, right. He sounds great now.
Just smoking a cigarette.
Wow.
God.
Hey, guys.
Back from the first shift.
Kimmy in Stratford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Adam, like, nailed it. He told you all the specifics are all right, except for I would not work for his pay. I mean, that's low. To me, that's very low.
What do you get?
Right under 30. But the average is from...
What is this?
So 29.50?
Right under 23, right under 30. Why do you guys do that?
29.5.
Okay.
29.5 an hour, yeah.
Dude, that's solid.
Yep, again, so you're guaranteed either 2 hours or 2.5 hours, depending on where you work, in the morning and in the afternoon. So you're guaranteed about 5 hours a day at a company I work for. You know, some last company, 2 hours, 4 hours, this one's 5 hours a day. So you can't live on it. You have to have another job.
I was going to say, you know, I'm doing the math here. Yeah. I'm like, you're not going to do that.
These cars blow by you constantly with your stop sign out. They just do not care. They're crossing. They're continuing on in front of the bus, even though you're low side. But a kid could be running from that direction to catch the bus. They don't learn this for DMV for their driver's test. I don't get it. I don't get how they don't learn that they have to stop completely and wait until the school bus sign comes in. I don't understand it. I don't understand what's not being told.
Yeah, I have a solution to this. Is you put one random bus out there every day that doesn't have kids on it, but it looks like it has kids. You know, there's like dummies in the seats. And this bus just, if a car pulls in front of them, it just smashes right into the car. And just so everybody knows, we don't know what town it's going to be in this morning, but you try something on a bus, you might end up dead.
The Trojan bus.
That's right.
I like it.
It's reports that you have to wait there. You can't wait there. The guy's gone. You know, it's very bad. If it's the same repetitive every day, you might be able to call the police department and ask them to put a cop on the corner. Maybe.
I feel for you. But I want to be honest. When I see you people out there and I'm driving, I'm like, oh, damn it. Just my luck. I get behind you. I'm like,
Well, they got rid of bus stops. Now you got to wait 40 freaking stops.
Hey, Kimmy, thank you.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money.